This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 29th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 to 8. It says there, "But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit." End of quote. Trust God's plan and power instead of relying on self-plan and ability. You see, at the end of the day, you would figure out God's plan was better than yours. You would also figure out leaning on God's power was better than relying on your power and strength. Sometimes we learn such lessons only through a few setbacks and heartaches. However, the sooner we learn this lesson, the better would we become. The verses prior to our insight today, verses 5 to 6, pictures how a person who trusts in man, who draws strength from flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord look like. It says such a person would be like a bush in the wilderness, and they would not see prosperity when it comes. They would end up living hot and dry land with bad soil. They do not know the good things God can give. You see, the Lord gives good things to those who rely on Him fully and completely. And enjoying the good things, the Lord fills you with much joy and pleasure than what the world can give you. Then comes our insight today, and it pictures how a man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in the Lord, looks like. You see, there is a sharp distinction between those who rely on the plan and power of God and those who do not. Our insight says if you trust in the Lord and have confidence in Him, you would be blessed. You know you are blessed because you know it in your heart. People who rely on the plan and strength of God instead of relying on the man would look like a tree planted by the streams of water. You see, their root goes deep because of the nearby stream. They do not fear when heat comes. They do not fear when a strong wind comes. Their leaves would always be green. They do not worry in a year of drought or famine. They would be producing fruit always. Never fails to bear fruit. The reason is they are deep rooted in the Lord and His eternal word, like the tree planted by the streams of water. The passage challenges with the need to rely on the Lord God and have confidence in Him in all of the life's circumstances. You see, you may get old, however, you can rely on the Lord and His wonderful promises. You may face severe health issues, however, you can rely on the Lord and His beautiful promises. You may face fearful circumstances, however, you can rely on the Lord and His good promises. You may face relationship issues, children's issues, however, you can rely on the Lord and His steadfast promises. You may walk through the valley of death, however, you can rely on the Lord and His guiding promises. You rely on the Lord, His plans and power. Have full confidence in the Lord God. Beloved, our God is faithful no matter what you face. He will not leave you when you are abandoned. He will not leave you when you get old and weak. He will not leave you when you get sick. He will not leave you in the valley of the shadow of death. Remember, the good Lord promised, and He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Deuteronomy 31:6 and Hebrews 13:5. Rely on Him. Rely on His plan. Rely on His power. If you never got an opportunity to connect with such a loving Lord, I want to invite you to come to Him today. God loves you, and He has a beautiful and wonderful plan for your personal life. He gave Jesus Christ, His one and only Son, to die in your place for all of your sins. Jesus died, He was buried, and He rose again to save and bless you. Would you pray with me now to become a child of God today? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I know you love me and have a beautiful and wonderful plan for my life. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. Please save me now from all of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. Save and bless me today. I call upon the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.